Samsung rarely talks in public about its corporate strategy. So when South Korea's biggest chaebol, or conglomerate, announced with much fanfare in early August that it would invest 180 trillion won, that's $161 billion, over the next 3 years, on top of another boost in spending last year, observers noted that it came days after a meeting between Lee Jae-yong, the group's de facto leader, and Kim Dong-yeon, South Korea's finance minister. Was Samsung trying to commend itself as a good corporate citizen to a government that has pledged to rein in the power of the chaebol? Shoveling spare cash to research and development seems sensible enough for a company facing declining sales of smartphones, which have long been its cash cow. Both smartphones and semiconductors, another important source of profits, look vulnerable to competition from China, where rivals can count on generous government support. That explains why around 90% of the extra money will go to Samsung Electronics, chiefly the chip-making business. Across the conglomerate, 25 trillion won has been set aside to dabble in artificial intelligence, biotechnology, and other more speculative ideas. But investors, who have cooled on Samsung since May because of weak chip sales, appear unconvinced that the plan will reverse a slowdown in profit growth. The share price has kept sliding this month to its lowest level in over a year. This has fueled suspicions that money men may not have been the plan's only or even main intended audience.